And in the Red Velvet Cake Studios right now is Eddie LaVert.
Man. The one and only.
All right, first of all, Super Dave, put your finger on the button.
Have you taken your Tourette's medicine? I told people that you was going to have the mute button on me, but I was going to slip one in you.
Please, man, I have a career.
Sooner or later, I'm going to slip one in on you.
For the sake of all our jobs, Super Dave.
Well, see, since you put it that way, I don't want to hurt Sybil.
And I appreciate that.
But me, Jay, Super Dave, everybody else.
Y'all victims, baby. Y'all victims. And you know, the last time I was here, man, you didn't have all this junk. I mean, junk everywhere.
I know, man. Jay.
I mean, what is this, man? When do you clean this up at all?
Jay comes in.
It's all his toys.
It's all his Jay stuff.
Jay, is this your stuff, man?
Yeah. It's all Jay stuff.
Jay.
You see the dolls and
my
the megaphone.
God, Jay. Jay playing with dolls.
Yeah, Jay plays with dolls.
Jay got one over here. What is that, Sheen?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, with the girl with the red bikini on. Jay. What you doing, babe?
Excuse me, Eddie. I've got to do a commercial here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mother's Day is coming up, and I want to buy Eddie LaVert some flowers for Mother's Day. And right now, Pro Flowers has the perfect offer. I can get Eddie 100 blooms for $19.99 for Mother's Day. Go to proflowers.com, click on the mic, and type in the code TJMS. And I can upgrade for $10 more. I can get an upgraded vase and chocolates for Eddie on Mother's Day. So get your favorite mother 100 blooms for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Type in TJMS in the upper right-hand corner at the microphone. Or if you can't go to proflowers.com like Eddie, you can call Eddie 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and just mention the TJMS and you get this offer of 100 blooms plus a free vase for $19.99 for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
I'm not answering none of that.
Good for you.
Listen, you know, last night I was wondering, you know, and you know I love you dearly, man.
Yeah, I know.
But I was just wondering. It just crossed my mind. I was sitting there, and I was on Twitter and Facebook, and I do write my own posts.
Hello.
I do that. I'm on there every day, and I was thinking. Now, Tom. I said, I wonder how he feels when his nieces and nephews call him Uncle Tom.
And you know they don't.
You know he saw that long ago.
Long time ago. They call me Uncle Happening.
Because that's what he is.
Because I keep it happening. If they don't want any great gifts. They call me Uncle Happening.
And they do.
Okay.
Because I am not going to be an Uncle Tom.
Well, in reality.
No.
I mean, you know, you think about it.
That,
I mean, you are, according to America's standards, you are Uncle Tom.
No.
No, he's not.
He's not Uncle Tom?
You know, I'm on your side on most things, Eddie, and I love
he's
you.
Uncle Happening.
He is Uncle Happening. Yeah, he's Boss Happening.
And not only that, we got to eat, Eddie.
Yes.
Well, Jay, he ain't giving me.
Your music is out there to be played.
Wait, Sybil. He has not.
Super Dave, did you have your hand on it?
I gave him my CD personally. He never played it until I harassed him on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay. I'm going to play it. I'm going to tell you why I didn't play it. Because you left me for dead. 27 past the hour.
Oh, Lordy.
Eddie was at my house playing cards with Emmitt Smith and his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taking a terrible beating. So I said, Eddie, come on, get up. You know, it was terrible because Emma's mama was talking trash.
It's nothing worse. Than
nothing worse.
To have an old lady talking at you like that.
Man.
I didn't say that, Emma.
Yes, you did. And so I said, come on, man, let's just get on the jet skis and forget about it. So I didn't take cell phone, nothing. I felt so bad. And one of the jet skis conked out. It stalled and was the one I was on. And so we had a choice of either Eddie going back and getting some help or me climbing on the back of his jet ski.
And we looked at each other and said,
that's gay.
That's not going to work.
That's gay. Oh, that's gay. Gosh. Somebody will take a picture of me holding Eddie around the waist.
Well, why would you have to be in the back of me?
Because it was
wow.
Your jet ski. No way in the world we're going to get off and get on.
No.
Now they're arguing at who's in front and who's in back.
So anyway.
This is really uncomfortable.
All right, here's the story.
Wait a minute, Sybil.
So I drift out to sea.
Uh-huh.
Like 2.5 miles. I drift out to sea, 2.5 miles. It's 3 hours later. A fishing boat finds me. And I get back to the house, mm-hmm. And Eddie says, oh, I'm so glad you're okay. And he's crying and stuff. He says, I don't know what would happen if anything happened to you. First Gerald and Sean, then you. I couldn't stand it. And he's crying. And then he wiped his tears and wiped his nose. And he said,
my nose.
He said, and you know I got some new music. I want you to play.
I said, what? Listen.
And so this is he's been working on this for a long time.
5 years.
Five. Wow.
And it's called Last Man Standing.
Mm-hmm. No, the album's mm-hmm. called I Still Have It.
Oh, I still have it.
You know, I still have a love for Tom. Mm-hmm. I know I have a love for Sybil. Mm-hmm. And Jay, you know, mm-hmm. I sort of like, mm-hmm. you know, the other than that. And I still have a zest for life.
I still have a zest for my
I love my family, I love my kids, I love God, I love everybody, so I still have it.
And the you have Last Man Standing, which would be you on the jet ski.
No.
Then next on his called Get Over It.
Yes.
Like you didn't die.
That's right.
So get over it and play my song.
And that's why I'm trying to tell you, get over it, stop talking.
And then the song called Lonely, which it was way out there.
Yeah, I know you had to be lonely. I know you was lonely.
Well, let's just start with Last Man Standing, will we? Shall we? Let's do it.
And I am standing here trying to do.
Man standing. Get over it, Tom.
As I try to, I can't seem to shake it. I can't get over it. Get over it. You took my kindness, the weakness, took my.
And Blown Away, which was, you know. I was at sea.
That's why you ain't gonna put it.
I was blown away. You blew me away.
I'm blown away.
Hmm. Oh, baby. You blew me away. The way you did mine.
You wrote all these songs?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir. I started working on this before Gerald and Sean passed away, and when they passed away, I just went into such a dark place, man, that I was unable to. I couldn't even think straight, and finally, when I came out of that place, you know, most parents who lose kids, you go to that place where you feel like you are to blame, and if you could have been there, you could have mm-hmm. helped out and you could have changed it, and you blame yourself for a while, and then you get to a place where you realize that you had no hand in it at all, you couldn't have changed anything, and once you get there, now you want to help everybody, mm-hmm. now you want to help the neighbors' kids. And now every time you see them, you're preaching. And every time they see you now, they're running away.
Here comes Mr. LeVert.
Right.
So, okay, so, gotta go.
Oh, here come Eddie. Let's
here
go.
Man, I'm three. I'm 3 years old.
Right. Mommy, save me.
Right. Mommy, here come Eddie again. So you get to the place where you want to help everybody, and you want to tell everybody something that you think will help them to get to a better place in their lives. And
that's when you started writing all these songs?
Yeah, absolutely. Then I started, Last Man Standing was the last one, because the last thing you do is start looking in the mirror at yourself, and you start saying to yourself, now what do I need to change me to make me a better person? Mm-hmm. And Last Man Standing is that song that, you know, because I've been low, stuck in space with no place to go. All of that stuff was running in my head, just saying, I need to change something. And after I made that change, I got in a better place, man, where I came out of that dark place and was able to smile and enjoy myself and have a good time.
That's a powerful testimony.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, well, because, when I think about Trayvon Martin and the way his parents to handle their situation.
And I asked him about that too.
He was
way above.
Yeah. You get in a place where you feel like God or whatever the power that be is going to come along, and he's going to take care of all of that, you know, and you leave that in his hands. And
that's what Trayvon Martin's dad said.
No use in going off and ranting and raving and being, you know, somebody that they say is radical. You just
let God take
it. Right, yeah. Absolutely. And give it to somebody else who's a higher power.
Yeah.
That's really powerful, and I think that a lot of people who have gone through that, like Tom said, like Trayvon Martin's family
Absolutely.
And all that, going through it, and can use that kind of word.
Well, you know, I admired them so much because they were so calm in that adversity. They did not jump out and scream on George Zimmerman. They left that up to me.
Right.
All of us.
Yeah. Right. So, and which I think they had enough people doing it. And Reverend Al Sharpton, he was doing his thing.
Right.
I just think they handled that very well. Very well.
Yeah. You see why he's a good...
He's a good man. He is.
I don't know
good,
how good he is.
No, he is.
I don't know how good he is.
They don't make him like that anymore.
Eddie. There you go. See,
he's all right.
Look, man.
That was nice.
I noticed that
I'm playing your song.
You haven't invited me back down to Miami. What happened?
Wow.
What happened?
Memories of me drifting out to sea. It's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, brought to you by Home Depot. Spring is here. Time to hit the Home Depot to get your lawn and garden looking their best. Visit HomeDepot.com for more. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
News. Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
Junior Seau, another NFL great gone too soon, this time from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is May 3rd, 2012. I'm Sybil Wilkes with your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. There was no single blow, stomp, or strike to Robert Champion's bruised and battered body that killed him as he was pummeled by fellow Florida A&M University marching band members during that hazing ritual on a charter bus last fall. But his death was caused by multiple blows from many individuals, and that inability to pinpoint which blow ultimately caused his death led authorities to charge 13 defendants yesterday with hazing rather than the more serious counts like manslaughter or second-degree murder. And Roland Martin will go further into depth on that case in about 30 minutes. If not now, when Commissioner Goodell and the NFL, Junior Seau, the superstar who was the fist-thumping and emotional leader of the San Diego Chargers for 13 years, found shot to death at his home yesterday in what police say appeared to be a suicide. He was 43 years old. The police chief said that his girlfriend reported finding him unconscious with a gunshot wound to the chest, and life-saving efforts were unsuccessful. But they do say that depression and some sort of mental illness played a part in his death. In October of 2010, he survived a 100-foot plunge down a seaside cliff in his SUV hours after he was arrested for investigation of domestic violence. Yesterday, the trial of former presidential candidate John Edwards took a dramatic turn when his daughter abruptly left the courtroom during testimony about a fight between her mother and father over his affair with a campaign videographer. Christina Reynolds, a former research director for Edwards, was recounting an October 2007 confrontation between Elizabeth and John Edwards at the Raleigh, North Carolina airport after the National Enquirer reported the candidate was having an affair with Rielle Hunter.
God, Sybil.
And she was tearing off a blouse.
Yeah, she and bared her chest, in which she had gone for breast cancer
Sybil,
surgery.
This is not necessary to read this at all. Not news.
Okay, this story is for Huggy and for Pop and for Chris Paul. Putting a bag in the overhead bin will soon cost some Spirit Airlines passengers $100.
Spirit bag in overhead.
$100.
$100 for the overhead. They charge $45 for a carry-on bag. As of now, in November, the
if it fits under your seat, it's $45.
For the carry-on bag, yes.
Are they going to charge to use the bathroom, too?
Pretty much.
See, that's what happened when you have the only mode of transportation. We charge for everything.
Yep. They charge.
If you break wind, that's 75 cents.
I'm not mad at having to pay for that.
Have you ever smelled that on the airplane?
And they're wrong.
And everybody sit there like, we didn't do it.
Somebody owes me a quarter.
Yeah, they sit there like, I didn't do it. I didn't smell it either.
More from Eddie LaVert coming up 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS. Eddie LaVert has new music. And it's available on iTunes?
Yes.
Right now. Okay, and this new music, we were just talking about this, is Eddie LaVert as an R&B singer.
Yes.
Which, that's what you
with
are.
With no frills.
With no frills.
No, you know, like that girl, like I say, the girl with too much makeup, I took some of the makeup off, and you got just that natural black beauty. That's it. And that's what R&B music is. You know, James Brown.
Yeah.
That was R&B music. Rough, round the edges, no frills, no Wilson Pickett. Ow! You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All of that. That's what we need.
All right. From the new CD. I like the way you move.
Yes.
Sir? I like the way you move, when you move, how you move me. I like the way you move it. Move it, move it. Do it, do it. Move it.
And what if?
What if we never have these feelings? We never ever knew. What if we never shared
these moments?
Yeah.
May my yesterday just go away. No better than.
Don't get much better than this. Now, the OJ's songs.
Yes.
The hits.
Yes.
You wrote?
That's how we first got the gig with Gamble and Huff.
Okay.
That through the writing of the OJ's, we did the song called It's Too Strong, which gave them the direction of how to cut the OJ's.
Okay.
It was more gospel thing, more with a big orchestration and all that stuff. They put that in there.
And then Gerald wrote some stuff for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did a lot. He did Let Me Touch You. We did a lot of things. Pay the Bills. He was a really
good songwriter.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Really, Gerald was a great songwriter.
Very, very prolific, man. I was very proud of this kid because, see, I like to tell people that I groomed him because he used to bring me songs and say, hey, Dad, what do you think about this? You need to go back, boy. You need to go back. You need to. But he had such great love for this business and for what he did. He wrote everything from the heart. It was so real. And see, he got to the place, and like we were talking, that it affected him because he wasn't getting the recognition like the Michael Jacksons and the R. Kellys and all those people. And he felt like he was right in their same league, and they should give him that kind of. And that bothered him all the way to the time that he passed away.
And I used to tell him. It's like if you perform sometimes, you see one person who's not paying attention to you, and you focus on that person, and you just forget about the big crowd
and the
love that you have. He had such a love in his own race that it didn't matter. It really didn't matter.
He was Elvis Presley as far as the black community is concerned. And even today, these people, I go on Facebook, they got something about him all day long.
Every day.
Right. Every day.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, to me, that is an achievement within itself.
Now, at the top of the hour, you're going to do some
I'm going to do some of the stuff that me and him did together, you know.
And who's going to do his part?
I'm going to do both parts.
That's right. Y'all sound just alike.
Because, they won't know the difference.
You have some trouble. Let me know. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Eddie.
No. He's fine.
look, just don't let Jay sing, man.
We try not to.
Eddie LaVert, up next, live from the Red Velvet Cake Studios of the Tom Joyner the Morning Show. Gotta be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes. It's the In-Studio Jam, brought to you by the 2012 Camry. Everything you love, nothing you expect. Toyota, that's moving forward. Eddie LaVert.
Yes.
Good morning.
Early morning, boy.
Welcome back to the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Yeah,
look, it's changed a lot. We got an audience. I can't believe it.
And the cake is yours.
Okay.
Maestro.
Papa. Papa, pa, papa, 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 oh baby, what it used to be. We just grew apart. I got nothing but love for you, baby. Girl, you'll always be my heart. If all of this rains, living without you ain't felt so empty before. When you need a shoulder, I ain't sick
Oh, give me a hug. Ada LaVert. Why you had to do that one first? I got another song to do. What are you going to do now?
Careful. Easy. Easy.
What are you going to do now, man?
Oh, man. After I catch my breath?
Yeah.
I think I'll do Baby Hold On To Me.
Okay. Oh, all right.
All right. I'm done.
Come in time. Girl, you know I'll do just about anything to see a smile up on your face. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind. Come on. And girl, you know that I won't ever
hurt you. So funny.
And girl, don't ever doubt my love for the truth.
Yeah.
Baby, hold on to me. See, I'm a special kind. A man that is hard to find. Told you a thousand times. Baby, hold on to me. Oh, baby, hold on to me.
Hold me tight.
See, I'm a special
hold
kind.
Me for your mind.
But who is there to comfort you when it's there?
Bye, bye,
bye,
bye,
bye. Girl, I give you my time. All of my money.
Wait a minute, hold up. Hold up with the
money. Hold up with that. Stop for me.
All of my money.
Oh, oh.
Don't change the song now.
Girl, you know.
Hold up, man.
Squeeze it.
Hey, 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 hey.
I didn't Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. Now you're going too far again. Wait a minute.
He's gone too far.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. See,
when did this become a nighttime show?
I know. Yeah. You put on it.
Only when I show.
Eddie LaVert.
The one and only.
Did you say squeeze?
Yes, he did.
You said.
Yes, he did.
You said squeeze me.
I didn't say squeeze it. I said squeeze me.
Well, let's go back to All My Money. Let's go back to that. You always go too far. That's your problem. What's the name of the new CD?
It's called I Still Have It.
You still have it?
I still got something.
And it's available. It's available on iTunes. Eddie LaVert. In Studio J. I'm on BlackAmericaWeb.com. Roll is next.